Welcome to Culinary Medicine Chats, where we talk with industry experts and learn about best practices and innovations in the field. I'm your host, Olivia Thomas. Hi, everyone. I am Olivia Thomas, co-founder of Rewire Health, and I'm here today with Danae Brummer. Danae, so glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this. This is like a passion point for me and also my bread and butter. So I consider myself one lucky girl.
Absolutely. And I mean, we both love culinary medicine and talking about culinary medicine, but can you give us a little bit more background kind of on your career path and what you do?
Yeah. So food has always been my happy place. Like growing up, I would always clip out recipes at a 17 magazine. And, you know, when I became an adult, I was always hosting dinner parties, baking was therapy for me. I always had a garden. So after a 20-year career in marketing and communications, I was at a crossroad to make a career change. I had an opportunity to move across country and sell my digital marketing firm. And I asked myself, what did I want the next chapter to look like? And so that chapter definitely had to feature food. So as you can imagine, I went to culinary arts school, but I just didn't want to bake and I just didn't want to cook. I wanted to do something that was actually helping people. And that led me to major in health supportive culinary arts. After culinary school, I worked in restaurants and as a private chef, and also in catering. But my happy space has always been empowering people to change your lives. And that led me to the world of culinary medicine. Even as a private chef, I very much work in a health supportive role where I'm helping people change their lifestyles around food. So lately, my world has been centered around food and teaching with the intent of creating a body of work that, you know, raises awareness, inspires people, creates community, and also helps the environment. Today, I own a company called Honor Grow that works for a cancer facility here in Southern California. I run a teaching garden and also conduct community cooking classes to help patients move through their treatment as well as rebuild their lives post-surviving cancer.
Wow, that's incredible. It sounds like you have no free time and everything you do is culinary medicine, which is amazing. So can you tell me a little bit more about a project you're working on now that you're most excited about?
I would say On the Grow. Originally, I started working for the City of Hope, as I mentioned, running their teaching garden. And after 3 years in the position, they officially made me a contractor. So On the Grow was born. To make it a real venture, I recently purchased a mobile trailer, which is almost like this portable kitchen and laboratory on wheels. It engages and equips people on how to grow food, cook food, preserve food, and how to learn how to eat healthy. I like to tell people it's a love letter to George Washington Carver. His Jessup wagon very much did the same in communities. And I see myself very much picking up where he left off.
That's incredible. Can you tell me a little bit more about this trailer? Like, I'm trying to imagine it, but I would love some more description.
Yeah, so it is actually the size of a horse trailer, which is nice. That means that I don't have to register it with the state, nor do I have to pull permits whenever I park it. I attach it to the back of my little Toyota Highlander, and it's a commercial kitchen. So it has the sinks, the refrigerators, everything is up for code. And so whenever I am hired to do a community event, I pull it out and set up tables in a parking lot. And we have this laboratory that people can come off and on and learn the basics of cooking and preparing healthy food.
I love that you're referring to the teaching kitchen as like a laboratory, because that's what people in the field refer it to. It's a laboratory for learning and discovery and research and discovering things about yourselves and your community. So I love that description. Can you actually tell me a little bit more about the process of getting the trailer certified as a commercial kitchen? Because I think a lot of people in the field want to start teaching kitchens, but the logistics freak them out. And so not only have you gone through those logistics, but you've created a mobile version. And I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I actually hit the jackpot. It's funny. One day on to work, I was driving past a gas station and I saw this guy with a really cool food truck. And we started talking. I ordered some coffee and he was telling me that he started out with a little trailer that was actually the size of a horse trailer. And I was like, really? Where did you get that? He literally took me to his backyard, which was a couple blocks away from the gas station, and he showed me his trailer. And that was an aha moment for me because I had never seen a little kitchen the size of a horse trailer. Most, you know, you see food trucks all the time. So this was a new concept. I found a company here in Southern California called Trailer Concepts, and all they do is make commercial grade kitchens. However, each trailer is set up for whatever venture that you're working on. So if you have an ice cream shop, if you have, let's just say a taco stand, if you make coffee, they have these cute little trailers in their inventory for sale. So I was able to go out to their lot and I found one that was just a clean slate. It had all the commercial grade kitchen amenities, the sinks, the refrigerator, the electricity, everything that you needed to kind of be up to code. And it was that simple of just making that transaction and purchasing it. All the lead work was done. As I mentioned earlier, in California, these trailers actually do not have to be registered with the state, nor do I have to pull a permit whenever I park them. And because they're the size of campers, they fall into this gray area where all I need is a food handler's license. I am not selling anything, so I don't have to get registered with the public health department. As long as my SafeServe certification is up to standard, I'm in that sweet space of not breaking the law.
I feel like this would make a great workshop, like build your own teaching kitchen trailer and you could lead it. And I feel like there'd be tons of people excited to take it.
I'm excited because the cost of getting a commercial space, as you can imagine, is very expensive. And whether you inherit one or you build it for the ground, you're easily spending thousands and thousands of dollars. And when you're in an education space, it's really hard to execute, right? So yeah, this turned out to be this magical sweet spot for me to continue the work that I do, not being locked to an institution.
Absolutely. And I also think as a person who's run a teaching kitchen, getting people to your space is like half the battle, but you're bringing the space to people. So you're helping with barriers to access, transportation, even childcare. And often it sounds like you're bringing it to places people are already going to. So it's extremely convenient.
Yeah, that was a major part of On the Grow. After working with cancer patients and different support groups, I saw the barriers that exist. For example, there was a center that I worked with that used to be located near a metro line. As soon as they moved the office to a more residential neighborhood, that cut back on a number of people who had access to it because they just weren't willing to ride two or three buses, then walk a couple miles to get to the center. So that's when I realized that I think to further culinary medicine and help people, you really have to meet people where they're at, not only mentally and emotionally, but also physically. So having this kitchen allows me to expand the programming that I'm doing, to meet people at their homes, to meet them at their community centers, to expand the reach beyond medical environments.
That's incredible. I do want to hear a little bit more of how you see chefs fitting into the culinary medicine space.
You know, chefs are the architects for our memories and our moments. They create our wedding cakes, our birthday cakes. They mastermind the dinners that are the centerpiece for our anniversaries and our first dates. So I feel like there's a natural responsibility there for them to also be responsible for empowering people in their health. Whenever you buy a meal from a chef, you're trusting that they're not only making it with love, but also using the best ingredients. And the reality is that doesn't always happen. So I feel like there's an unspoken responsibility for chefs to expand their understanding of using food as medicine and know how to use the medium to heal people. So I don't see it separate. I feel like if you cook, there's a responsibility for you not only to make delicious food, but also use it to help people change their lives in meaningful ways.
I've never thought about chefs that way, but what a beautiful picture to paint. And you're right. I mean, food is the center of everything, and the chefs are the curators of that experience. So that's a really, really cool way to think about it. And so, kind of within culinary medicine, so there's foods that promote health, and then there's foods that help address maybe a medical need. So, have you ever worked with a dietitian or another health professional to help with more personalized nutrition needs? Or talk to me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. As a private chef, I always work with dietitians. As I mentioned, my background is in health supportive culinary arts, meaning I work with people who have to change their diets. And it's a situation, not so much life or death, but they have to make major lifestyle changes if they're going to shift their outcomes. So to tailor meals for my clients, I work with a dietitian to craft how much sodium, how much sugar, what should I be doing to make well-balanced meals that are going to help shift their outcomes.
I really like that. I think as a dietitian myself, people think it means you know a lot about food, but the reality is it means you know a lot about food science, and it doesn't always translate to culinary. And so working with chefs for me has always been such a value because it helps me understand how to translate that science. And so it does seem like a great partnership with two experts that can bring different kind of parts of the equation together.
I honestly think that's the only way, is in a sense of I look at it as a dietitian and a nutrition understands the science. A chef understands the ingredients and how to make it taste good. And so when you partner them together, you not only shift people's health outcomes, but you change their relationship with eating healthy. A lot of people think eating healthy doesn't taste good, or if they have to make dietary changes, that food is going to come a chore and the joy is going to be snatched away from the process. And that's so far from the truth. It's actually you're expanding people's palates and also nurturing a more healthier relationship with food.
Absolutely. That's a really great way to put it. So, for my last question, what do you think the future of culinary medicine is, and what do you think we have in store for us?
I think we're on an eve of a huge trend and movement. I say that because right now we live in a digital age and people are being bombarded with conflicting information on how to manage their health outcomes. Healthcare costs are rising, people are sicker, despite us being one of the richest countries in the world. And then they're also becoming more aware about the negative implications of highly processed food. So I feel like the stage is being set right now for a lot of changes with people centering food in a very progressive way. As we've seen, there are medical institutions who are realizing that and starting to include culinary medicine in medical school programs. Or, for example, the City of Hope, where I work at, they have a teaching garden and, cooking classes to help patients long after their care. I feel like this is going to show up in, let's say, senior living homes. I feel like there's going to be a change also in public education. You're seeing more colleges with teaching cooking, I mean, sorry, cooking culinary labs and teaching gardens, I just feel like things are going to shift. Right now, when you do look at food being an educational tool, it's very fragmented. You have garden education programs that are giving nutrition. You have culinary CTE programs that are inspiring people to be chefs, and then nothing. There's no home ec, there's no, and then you have adults who suddenly wake up with diabetes and they have to change their lives, and they're searching and they're looking for information. So I feel like the stage is being set for us to have our moment.
Absolutely. And I'm excited for it. And I feel the same. It's kind of coming from every direction, and we're feeling the momentum build. And hopefully the next phase is more opportunities for people to get involved with culinary medicine or receive it as part of their care. So I share your vision.
And I really want to encourage, you know, all the people that are in the field to find a way or make one, in the sense that we shouldn't wait for the opportunities to come. We have the opportunities to create them. And I personally feel like On the Grow is a testament of that, of me not just stopping working at a healthcare facility and just stopping there, you know, taking this concept of a Jessup wagon and building it into something tangible that's real, that's hitting the road. I want to challenge people to be creative and to think out of the box and not to wait for the opportunities to come our way, but more positioning ourselves for the moment.
That's extremely inspirational. And I'm excited too. I want to do something too. So thank you so much, Danae, for talking with me. This has been very fruitful, and I'm excited to keep watching your career and your journey and see where your trailer takes you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Anytime.